Crystal, those guys can sing.
That song is going to be in my head all week. I may call up here on Friday to try to
take part in the quiz. Huh? Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah, those guys, I'll tell you what, they, well, anyway, I'll talk about Alvin and Chipmunk some more later. But I appreciate you for sharing with us this connection. And so spiritual, emotional, physical, mm-hmm. all connected.
Right. So I talked a lot about emotional and spiritual, but we have to recognize that it does affect your physical well-being. So physical wellness is not just about exercising and eating healthy, but I like to say, I'm not going to tell you what not to eat. I'm going to tell you what you should eat, and I'm going to tell you what you should do. Many times people feel as though they're always being told, don't eat this, don't eat that. Just like with our spiritual lives. Many people are afraid to be Christians because they think it's a rule book of what they cannot do. And they have to stop doing this and they have to stop doing that. But with wellness, it's all about what you can do, what you can get out of it. Physical wellness is not just about that, but also recognizing when professional medical attention is needed. Sometimes we ignore things that we feel physically and emotionally. When you see that there is a constant problem, if there's something that's always hurting, don't ignore that you may need medical attention. Some people are afraid to go to the doctor because they fear that the doctor may tell them that something's wrong. But it's better for the doctor to tell you in the beginning than for something to be a full-size tumor that started out as something small. It's also important to recognize tobacco use and tobacco cessation is something that is so important. You may not be overweight, but if you are smoking, that can be more dangerous than being obese. Smoking and the tobacco that is in cigarettes can speed up the plaque buildup in your arteries. So when you use tobacco, it causes plaque to build up even easier in your arteries and even faster in your arteries. Now, it may help you from gaining weight, and you'll notice a lot of people who smoke are not overweight, and they fear that if they stop smoking, they're going to gain weight. Well, you may gain weight, but at least you can lose the weight through exercise and through eating healthy. It is better to be physically fit than to be out of shape emotionally and physically. So sometimes the reason that people don't eat healthy is because they use food to cope with stress. So some unhealthy ways of coping with stress: drinking too much alcohol, smoking cigarettes, participating in unhealthy, illicit sexual type of activities. Some people do that as a way to cope with their stress. Mm-hmm. Being in unhealthy relationships, that can actually cause more stress to you. And ultimately, all of these are working against you.
That's interesting that you would point out that just being in an unhealthy relationship, a negative relationship, can be stressful, and mm-hmm. that can cause physical problems. I guess it's easy for us to see how negative relationships can cause problems mentally, emotionally, mm-hmm. but we don't make that physical connection always.
Yes, because stress causes damage over time to your arteries, which can cause heart disease, which is the number one cause of death. Mm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get an opportunity to hear more about this if you attend a special event that Crystal is going to be giving. Could you talk with us about that?
Absolutely. So I'm the founder of an organization called She Blossoms Incorporated, and it was founded in April of 2016 to help empower women to become the best that they can be. And one of the things that we focus on is wellness. So we are having a women's wellness brunch on the first Saturday of January in the ballroom of Augusta University. That's on Walton Way on the Somerville campus. And one of the reasons that I'm excited is because I like to do vision boards at the beginning of the year. So we're going to be designing vision boards as well. And with our vision boards, we're going to set the vision and the plan for our year in 2019.
Awesome. So this is your chance. I know a lot of you have heard of vision boards before. You weren't exactly sure what it was. This is your chance to not only find out exactly what it is, but start putting yours together. Tell us again, date, time, yes. Place.
So they can get their tickets online at crystalesmith.com. It's only right now, if you go on there, I think it's $12 plus tax,
okay.
Which includes your food and your vision boards. We provide you with all of the supplies for your vision board as
awesome.
Well as your brunch. If you wait to pay at the door, it's $20. So it's a lot cheaper if you go on and go online at crystalesmith.com. It starts at 11 a.m. and we should be done by 2 p.m. And we have great speakers, Reverend Latasha Ramsey. She's going to be talking about spiritual wellness. And Olivia Tate is going to be focusing on emotional wellness. And I'll talk about physical wellness.
All right. The website again is crystalesmith.com. Crystal, thank you so much for coming in and inspiring us today. And best wishes with the upcoming conference.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Till next time.